Champaign-Urbana Ballet's annual production of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. This is the CU Ballet's 20th year of performing the Nutcracker. I spoke with Kay Green, executive director of Champaign-Urbana Ballet, about this year's production and how it's grown over the last two decades.
The company was formed back in 1998. It all began on a park bench in Hessel Park. And their first performance was not the full-blown Nutcracker. It was just excerpts from the Nutcracker. And it took place at the Champaign Public Library in the lobby there with 16 cast members. And so 20 years later, here we are. This is our 20th production, and we have 130 cast members. And, of course, we're at the Krannert Center. So we've grown leaps and bounds over those past 20 years.
Yeah. Why do you think this has really just taken off here in the community?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think that Deanna Doty, the artistic director, has such a vision for this ballet. I think we live in a very artistic oriented community where we appreciate the arts and have lots of people that want to help make this successful. And because of that strong volunteer base and these amazing talented kids that come back year after year, I think it just became a snowball, and our snowball is rolling. So,
any new wrinkles to the production this year?
So let's see. You know, a couple years ago, we brought a whole new Nutcracker to the stage. Corey Rodehaver was our scenic designer, and he designed all new sets. So the first time ever in the history of the Nutcracker, we actually have a full-fledged battle scene with, you know, tree roots that grow right in front of your eyes. And Corey was very clever when he designed this. It designed in such a way that each year we can add a new little something to keep the audience, you know, excited and enthused and surprised about what's to come. And there's always the costumes. This year we have a whole new ribbon candy. I think they look like little dreamsicles in all different flavors, you know, orange and lime and lemon. So that's exciting as well. And we're also bringing back a little of the vintage from the Nutcracker, one of the favorite parts that our audience members tell us was their favorite part anyway. That happens at the end of Act 1 and before Act 2. And so they'll see that returning this year, our little vintage wear, I call it.
Yeah,
so.
Very nice, very nice. And one of the, I guess, most memorable things about the Nutcracker as well is the music, of course, goes along with it. And tell us about the music we'll hear.
Yes, so once again this year we're honored to partner with the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra. They bring that live music, which is just the best of both worlds. Beautiful ballet, beautiful live music. I always think it's the best of both worlds. It's a real treat, and it's fun to see the dancers on stage, that dress rehearsal, when that live music is there, because you can tell they just feel it, you know, deep down inside, even the little bitty Paula Chanels who are trying to peek over to see just where is that music coming from down there. So, yeah, we're thrilled to have them with us again this year.
Kay Green is the executive director of Champaign-Urbana Ballet. Their production of The Nutcracker opens tonight at Krannert Center's Tryon Festival Theater. There will be six performances, three this weekend and three more next weekend. This is Morning Edition on WILL.